I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer left London for Washington Wednesday on a trip aimed at persuading U.S. President Donald Trump to maintain military support for Ukraine. AP correspondent Chris Majerian has more.
The special relationship between the United States and Britain will be tested this week when Prime Minister Starmer makes his first visit to President Trump in Washington. Trump has signaled a radical shift in U.S. policy towards Ukraine. He's much more aligned with Russia, which invaded Ukraine 3 years ago, than its predecessor, Joe Biden, who said that the United States should stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes to beat back the invasion. Trump wants to bring a fast end to the war, and European leaders are rattled by this realignment of Washington's loyalties.
AP correspondent Chris Majerian. President Trump says he will offer gold cards for a $5 million path to U.S. citizenship. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Trump says he wants to offer $5 million gold card visas, replacing EB-5 visas that have been offered to investors for 35 years.
You have a green card. This is a gold card.
Trump suggests the government could sell millions of the visas to help reduce the federal deficit.
It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the Trump Gold Card would replace the original visa program created by Congress to generate foreign investment. It's available for people who spend about $1 million on a company that employs at least 10 people. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. The UN's food agency has paused its aid to a large famine-hit displacement camp in Sudan. AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
The United Nations' food agency says it's paused aid distribution in Sudan's famine-hit Zamzam displacement camp of 500,000 people. That's as fighting intensifies between the country's warring sides. The World Food Program's regional director said that thousands of families could starve in the coming weeks without immediate assistance. WFP says fighting in the past 2 weeks between the military and a parliamentary group have forced its partners to leave the camp in western Darfur for safety. WFP had been feeding 300,000 people in the camp. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Nutritional supplements that were stolen from foreign aid programs are being sold on streets in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
These looted supplements sold on Bukavu's streets in Congo have raised health concerns. They are aid from the World Food Program and USAID. The sales came after a widespread looting of aid warehouses and businesses earlier this month. Endocrinologist Adolphe Nyakasani said the unmonitored use of the food aid could be harmful, as the foods are meant for the health centers and hospitals treating malnutrition.
On peut avoir des personnes qui vont développer des troubles digestifs.
People can develop digestive problems.
M23 rebels have seized eastern Congo's two largest cities over the past month. The conflict has displaced around 500,000 people since January. Residents have largely blamed the looting on Congo army soldiers and militias fleeing the advancing rebels.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The Vatican says Pope Francis has shown further slight improvement as he battles double pneumonia, but doctors say his prognosis is still guarded. AP correspondent Tricia Thomas has more from Rome.
Pope Francis is still here at Gemelli Hospital. The 88-year-old Pope is battling pneumonia in both his lungs. The Vatican said that he is actually sitting up in an armchair getting his drug treatment. The Pope has been receiving oxygen through two tubes in his nose, and doctors have done a second CAT scan. Meanwhile, people are gathering from all over the world. They are coming here to pray for the Pope at this statue of John Paul II that's below the 10th floor apartment where the Pope is staying. Cardinals are also leading rosaries every evening in St. Peter's Square to pray for his speedy recovery.
AP correspondent Tricia Thomas. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.